Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking politics today. We got Adrian Esposito, and she's running for the 3rd District of this, of New York State in the Senate. That's the Senate district. And we've been talking about mostly about the topics that she's really familiar with, and that is the environment. But we're going to go a little bit we're going to change course a little bit here. We want to talk about women's issues. And since you represent womanhood...
Yes, I've been a woman all my life, Ernie.
Well, stay as sweet as you are, because...
Most people don't say I'm sweet, but thank you.
So anyway, you feel like you can have an impact.
Actually, it's a big issue this year, believe it or not. We're still...
Let's define the issues.
Okay, yes, that's a good idea. It's still pay equality. Here we are. It's the year 2014. Women in New York get paid somewhere between 80 and 85% of what a man gets paid in the same job, in the same line of work. Women are still getting let go. It's a little more sneakily, but it's happening for being pregnant. So, you know, the 1970s called. They said, hey, we want our idea back because pay equality has been around for 40 years. We just haven't gotten it done yet. It's gotten better. Don't get me wrong. It has gotten better. But we're not quite there yet. And there's a law that's been proposed, the Women's Equality Act.
On what level? Is that state?
State, yep. State law guarantees women equal pay for equal work, guarantees pregnant women cannot be discriminated against.
It hasn't been passed.
No. Funny thing, it never passed the Senate. It passes the Assembly, but it doesn't pass the Senate.
Why do you think there's resistance to it? I mean, I have a wife. I had a mother once. I had sisters. I've watched them all work in industry and
right. It's not just a woman's issue, right? I mean, women are co-breadwinners in a home.
If my wife can't make as much as the guy she's working next to, that's less money she brings into the house.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. So, and parents want their daughters to succeed just like they want their sons to succeed. So it is an issue that touches all of us, not just half of society, all of society. And women are not asking for special treatment. We're asking for equal treatment. There's a difference.
Yeah. As a man,
You've been a man all your life.
No, I was a boy once.
Okay, good answer.
And some people think I still am. But as a man, I don't know that I was ever really cognizant of the differences that bother women and bother them for a good reason. You know, it harkens back in my own mind watching the civil rights movement develop, and I'd say, what do these people want, you know? And never realizing that they have wanted what I had.
They wanted
the same thing, right. I had.
They wanted to live in America.
Right.
They wanted America to fulfill the promise that America promises.
Right.
Right? Which is that we're equal. So I know women.
So it's a matter of still changing the mindset of men. And that is, and you are. You're doing that.
And let me tell you, changing men's mindsets, now that's a struggle. No, I'm just kidding. And some men would say that about women. I know.
We'll never get quite to the point where we want, you know, we'll really understand each other, you know?
Right.
Because women are crazy.
Thank you, Ernie. I thought we were speaking earnestly here. Look, bottom line is that we still have more to go. Yeah. I know women.
And I like to put a little
and we can get
into
there.
It, but it's,
yes.
it's a serious issue.
No, it's a very serious issue with serious economic consequences for families. Many women are the head of household in these days, right? It's not a luxury item. It's a necessity to be paid equally. And that's what the ask is. That's what the legislation would do.
I'm wondering if you did any research as to what happened during the Second World War when Rosie the Riveter was out there. Was there a difference in pay? I don't think there was. I think it reverted back to where it was after.
After the war ended.
When the war ended and the soldiers came back, they took the jobs that the women were in and they sent them back to the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, now, and some of them didn't want to go.
And some of them didn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a choice, right? You make a choice. You make a choice for your family. You make a choice for yourself. You make these choices. And all I'm saying is we should be able to make the choice, not have the answer given to us, but rather each woman make that individual choice with either her family or by herself, whatever the situation is.
You know what the problem I have with this issue? How do you legislate it?
Well, to me, you're not legislating it, but you're just legislating equal pay. That's fair game. You're legislating women don't get fired because they're pregnant, as I know somebody who that happened to. They were pregnant with their second child. Big corporation went in and said, told her boss, I'm having my second child in 6 months. And he said, oh, do you have to? And she said, yes, I'm pregnant. That's what happens. And 3 weeks later, got fired. So it still happens in today's society. Let's not think it doesn't, because it does. So I think that... I think it's important. We're not legislating how people live. We're legislating equalness and fairness so people can have choices about how they live.
Well, going back to the civil rights, they legislated a lot of things that couldn't be done again, you know, as far as housing, blah, 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 you know,
right.
All these different things. But it took the mindset to change.
Yes.
And that takes a long time.
Ernie, that's so true. I mean, that's very true. You can't just make a law and expect mindset and a cultural inherent way of acting to change a set of behaviors. But it's the first step.
I wrote an essay about that.
Oh.
And what I said was, fortunately, all the old guys like me are going to die. We're going to die with our prejudices. We're going to die with all our stupid ideas.
I don't know if I'd say fortunately. That's kind of a harsh word.
Because my children, I did not impart that kind of ideas to them. So they're going to have a different mindset than I had. And it's going to be the same way with women. And the fight to make that happen is constant. It's a constant effort. And we will get there, but it's by virtue of hard conversations. The good conversations.
I think it's that, and I think it's role models, and I think that it is changing. I mean, our world is changing, and we're a species, right? Every species evolves in their actions and in their thoughts and how they behave, and we are that. We hate to think of ourselves as a species, but nevertheless, we are, and we are evolving. But we can do things to help us move in a better direction a little quicker through government or through legislation, but... You're exactly right. The hearts and minds of people is something that has to change through education and listening and learning.
And the best thing we can do for our children is don't impart our crummy attitudes on them. Because, you know, they'll make decisions that are better if they can just look at things objectively.
Absolutely. My nieces are in their 20s. They have no idea. You know, they're like, I don't even understand this whole, you know, discrimination thing. I mean, they have friends of every color of the rainbow, every ethnic background, everything.
Yeah.
And they don't even think about
my boys
it anymore.
You know?
And I think it's great. It's such a multicultural, multidimensional way to grow up with so much diverse thought. It's just
and probably,
so much different.
Probably people like you and I didn't have that kind of animosity in the house. My father never used ethnic slurs or anything, you know. My mother the same way. They didn't. I mean, they knew they were different, but they didn't. There was no hatefulness in it.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Right.
That you know, we're nurturing hate sometimes. And disrespect for, in this case, women. And I'm glad to see.
But like I said, it's changing.
I think you have your work cut out for you, pal.
I got a lot to do, but you know what? I am up for the challenge, Ernie, and excited about it.
I know you are. Good for you. This is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We've been talking to Adrienne Esposito today and her run for the position of Senate seat in the 3rd District. She'll be running up against Mr. Croce. And that I only can wish you luck.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Okay.